This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, the food writer Meera Soda is here. Good morning again. Your new book is called East, 120 Vegetarian and Vegan Recipes from Bangalore to Beijing.
That's right.
Ooh, very tempting stuff. Now, I was slightly mocking of tofu earlier. I take it almost all back. But what is tofu?
So tofu is bean curd. And you make it by making milk out of soybeans and then curdling it in a similar fashion to the way that we make cheese.
OK, and no beans are harmed in the...
Beans may be harmed.
Right. Slightly.
But for delicious purposes.
Yes, all right. Now, you are not actually... You're not vegan, are you, yourself?
I'm not vegan, no, but 90% of the food that I eat comes from plants.
Has it always been that way?
It has always been that way. I come from a Gujarati family. Gujarat is on the west coast of India, and Gujarat is a famously vegetarian, and the Gujarati cuisine is thousands of years old. And so I'm used to eating vegetables and loving them. I love vegetables, but I think there's a small amount of room in my diet for ethically, responsibly sourced meat.
Yeah, okay, so you would eat the occasional bit of chicken or something?
I do,
like. Yeah. Okay. But there are some really intriguing recipes in this book, and I know that you could make this recipe just as easily with paneer. You could actually use that, could you?
Yeah, so this is chili tofu, and it's a spin on chili paneer,
right,
which is a much beloved dish both in India and within Indian communities in the UK. Mm. And it's essentially tofu that's crisped, and then it's doused in a sauce of tomatoes, soy, chilies and garlic.
There's some amazing smells in here right now, I have to say. Go on.
it's everything I want in a dish. It's sort of sweet, sour, salty. It's addictive.
Is this because... I mean, tofu, presumably, as a substance, is good at soaking up other flavours because it doesn't actually have any taste.
Well, that is the joy of it, really. And this is the one dish that converted me because I wasn't too sure about tofu. But I had never had tofu like this, you know. It was really crispy and it's kind of porous, so it does absorb any flavour that you want to throw at it. And that's the joy of tofu. It doesn't have its own voice. You can give it a voice with any other ingredient.
Now, the recipe is on the website right now, or we'll tweet it out as well, and it'll be on Instagram too. Is it a main course, this, or is it a side dish?
And we eat it like a chat, like a sort of snack. And so I just eat platefuls of it in one go. But if you're not Indian, you might want to have it with some chapatis, which I've brought for you.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned it if you're not Indian. I suppose the truth is that some of us might be resistant to the idea of vegetarians, if we're not vegetarians ourselves. We don't understand the idea of vegetarians as the big thing, as the star of the show. We think of, I mean, if I have a curry, I'll always have a saag aloo or Bombay aloo.
Yeah.
But I won't think of it, I'll think of it as an additional extra.
Well, I think that's why I started to look east for inspiration, because I'd just written I was asked to head up the new vegan column at The Guardian. So I wasn't looking to write this book. It happened by chance that an editor of the Guardian Weekend magazine called and asked me if I'd be interested in heading it up. And
I think you just had a baby, hadn't you?
I had just had a baby. Right. And so I was planning on taking time off to get to know her when I had this call. And I should have said no, but I said yes, because at the time, hundreds of thousands of people were looking to eat less meat and more vegetables. And I'd just written a book, an Indian vegetarian book, And so I knew how easy it was to tempt a beetroot hater into eating a plateful. Yes. And so I suspected that if I looked east to, you know, to India and beyond, that I would find much more inspiration for the home cook of communities and cooks that put vegetables in the centre of the plate with creativity and ease. And I discovered just that. Extraordinary ramen dishes from Japan, incredible kimchi pancakes from Korea, pillow soft bao from Taiwan.
Ooh, say that again. Pillow soft
bao? Bao buns?
Those balls. I don't know. What's a bao bun? I keep seeing them advertised, but I don't know what they are.
They're like white, soft, gorgeous buns that fit perfectly in the nook of your hand.
Right.
And they're steamed and then filled.
Now, is that a snack or is that a meal?
Depends on how many you eat.
Oh, good answer.
But a snack, really. I mean, it's street food.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, heavens above, I mean, there's brilliant food all over Britain these days, thank goodness. But you have used London as your inspiration, haven't you? Largely, just because the abundance of choice here is just incredible.
Yeah, so because my daughter was, she was still only weeks old when I started writing the column, I couldn't travel because I didn't want to leave her. And that opened my eyes to how many incredible cooks and communities that we have in our own city and in our country. So I was taking the tube to Thailand via Kiln in Soho, this incredible Thai restaurant. A friend of mine's Sri Lankan, and we travelled on the train to Margate, the Riz, which is another great restaurant. My accountant is Malaysian, Ben. And so I asked
Shout out to Ben.
asked him if he could take me to go and eat incredible laksa in London. And I realised that if my family are cooking authentic Gujarati food here in Lincolnshire, in Leicester, then I could find other communities. Yeah. And certainly I did.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And I'm listening to the sound. Is that sizzling tofu I can hear in the distance?
It is sizzling tofu.
Now, it's a regular joke here about the speed at which the Woman's Hour heater thing heats, she said, not especially eloquently. And it can be quite slow. So what stage are you at now, Mira?
So I'm crisping up some tofu in corn flour in a pan, and that gives it a really just, it's really crisp on the outside and sort of soft and yielding on the inside. So that's happening in one pan. In the other pan, I'm just frying the holy trinity of Indian ingredients.
Go on.
Onions, ginger and garlic.
Right.
I'm throwing in some chilies to add a bit of spice. And the onions are looking like soft little golden jewels. And all I'm going to do now is add some tomatoes and soy, sugar, salt, pepper. And then I'm ready to put the tofu and some peppers in and just toss it all together.
All right, what we'll do, I think, I'm going to make an editorial decision on the hoof, is that we'll go to the cereal and then I'll come back and do my tasting just before 11 o'clock, if that's all right with you. By then it should be cooked through, shouldn't it? Health and safety are standing by, so we don't want any accidents. Thank you, Mira.
Thank you.
More from her a little later. Yes, I am just digesting a bit of tofu. Needless to say, and it always happens, I have it. This is absolutely delicious. Chili tofu.
Thank you.
Just very quickly run through the basic ingredients, because I could eat it actually without the tofu. And that's not an insult. It's absolutely lovely, Mira.
Without the tofu?
Mm. Yeah, I'm just loving everything.
Without the chapati?
I want the chapati and the sauce.
Okay.
And the tofu, probably. But the other ingredients are peppers.
Peppers,
garlic,
garlic, onions, ginger, soy, chili, tomatoes. I think that's it. Bit of cumin, black pepper.
Delicious. Recipes on the website. You did mention earlier beetroot.
Oh, yes.
And at least one listener has said, you'll never get me to eat a plate of beetroot. So, very briefly, the beetroot idea?
Is try this. It's a Carolyn Thoran. So if you grate your beetroot, fry it in some black mustard seed, chili, a little bit of garlic, some yogurt, surprisingly, and some salt. It just transforms into this transcendental, wonderful beetroot dish.
You see, don't knock it, listeners, until you've tried it. Mira Soda, thank you so much. Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.